This is a community veterans service, and there may be some of us who come from different church denominations, which invites me to tell a joke on us as the Methodist. I love the story of a man who bought a new Alfa Romeo. Beautiful Italian sports car, speedy, wonderful. He had dreamed of it all of his life, and he wanted to do something to celebrate that purchase. So he went to the Catholic priest and he said, "I have a wonderful new Alfa Romeo, and I would like for you to bless it." And the Catholic priest said, "I can certainly bless it. What in the world is an Alfa Romeo?" So he went to the Episcopal priest and he said to the Episcopal priest, "I have a new Alfa Romeo. I'm so proud of it, and I want to celebrate it. And I wondered if you could bless my Alfa Romeo." And the Episcopal priest paused a moment and said, I would be very happy to bless your car, but what is an Alfa Romeo?" And they came to our church. And the guy said, "I just need somebody to bless my Alfa Romeo. I am so proud of it." And the Methodist pastor said, "I love an Alfa Romeo. I have always dreamed of one. Would you please give me a ride in your Alfa Romeo?" And oh, what's a blessing? We're accused of all kinds of things. We're delighted today to welcome one of another denomination, and I'll get that in a minute. We are so delighted to have Sheriff Gary Painter here with us today. He was born up the road in Amherst, Texas. He grew up in the farming community of Edmondson, and he was raised on a cotton and grain farm, which is still in his family today. He was born straight and tall. He is still straight and tall. He was a United States Marine and served two tours of duty in Vietnam. He earned honors, the National Defense Service Medal, the Vietnam Campaign Medal, the Presidential Unit Commendation, and the Vietnam Cross of Gallantry. Sheriff Painter ran for and took office as sheriff of our county on January 1, 1985, and has never looked back. He's a member and leader in many civic clubs, and this is in his bio. He is a devout Baptist. Sheriff Painter is also the current president of the Sheriff's Association of Texas. He's been married to Patsy for 31 years. He has children and grandchildren. He is one of the sheriffs in the state of Texas with the most tenure, now completing his seventh term in office, a time span that covers the past 28 years. Sheriff Painter is committed to Midland County and our residents. He looks forward to serving the community for many, many more years. We believe that he is the perfect person to share with us today as we honor our veterans. So would you join me in giving a warm Methodist welcome to a devout Baptist sheriff. Good to have you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to be here and want to say what a great job the choir did and the music. Y'all did super. I really enjoyed that. I graduated from high school and went to a year of business college. Then I joined the United States Marine Corps, and 50 years ago, on September the 1st, I landed in San Diego, California. The uniformed Marines that met us at the airport, there was about 80 to 100 of us that flew in, and they come over and said, "Hey guys, come over here." I said, y'all come over here and just form a line over here and then form a line over here and y'all wait. We got some buses coming for you. So just line up and y'all just be respectful, be quiet. And we started getting on the bus and he changed. Real quick. I've never heard The language was terrible. He was screaming and hollering. I thought he had a bad day. We got on the bus, and there was not enough seats, and he was screaming at us, said, get in the aisle and sit down and shut up. And oh my goodness, I really knew I had messed up. I managed to get through boot camp. We were in training. We had the classes going on, and we had some people come in, and they were announcing a new program called MARCAD. It was a Marine Cadet program, and if you had a certain score on your ASVAB test, that you could join and fly. And they were needing pilots. They were getting shot at a lot, and they told us that if you had this certain score, then you just tell your drill instructor, and we'll put you over into OCS and teach you how to fly. And I thought, man, I'd love to learn how to fly. So that night, I banged on the DI's hut, knocked on his door, and he told me to come in, and I told him what I wanted to do, that I had the score, and that I would like to go to OCS. He said, OCS? He said, Painter, you're going to OCS. That's over choppy seas. Now get out of my office. And I did. My first tour of duty, I spent 6 miles south of the DMZ. I stayed on a place called Camp Carroll, and I traveled from the farthest west side of Vietnam on the Laotian border at Khe Sanh, Rock Pal, Kalu, Quang Tri, Dong Ha, and then wound up on the east side on the Gulf of Tonkin at a place called Koh Viet. Beautiful white sand beach. And it was hard to get around in. I was 19 when I landed. I spent my 20th, 21st, and 22nd birthday in Vietnam. I went through 3 Tet offenses. One particular time at Camp Carroll, we were taking about 500 rounds of rockets and mortars. And on the north side and the northwest side, we had got a breakthrough and a penetration. We had several Marines that had been killed. And a bunch of us was pulled off of our spot where we were defending and told to move over to the north and the west side. And on the way over there, we started receiving mortar fire again. And I saw a pastor, a preacher. He was going from foxhole to foxhole, giving the last rites and praying with the people that were there. And the last thing that I saw of him, he was crouched in a foxhole, and the next thing I knew, it was gone. It was blown up with a mortar. We helped the helicopters as they came in. We loaded body bags. We loaded the wounded. And I helped the doctors as they were working on Marines, as they were trying to save them, as they were getting flown out. Some things that I'll never forget. One thing that I do recall, we had an Army range, I don't know what they call them, a squad of 175 artillery. They got about 5 or 6 guns. These guns have got a barrel about 35 feet long, and they shoot a round that weighs about 275 pounds and stands about 3.5 feet. They were on one side of a road from us, and we were on the east side away from them, living in a tent that had holes in it, shrapnel holes. And one night they got a fire mission. We didn't have any electricity, and we were eating sea rations out of cans. And that night they got a fire mission about 10 o'clock at night, and we're sitting there writing letters under candlelight. We're writing letters and reading and doing stuff, and they set off one of those guns, and the concussion from it blowed all of our candles out. So we kept relighting, and they kept firing. We just finally quit and went to bed. Couldn't do nothing. I went back in 1969, in the end of December, and stayed all of 1969 around Da Nang. Went to a place called Anwa in Ashaw Valley. And I was a truck driver at the time, driving semis, hauling ammunition. We were carrying projectiles, powder, and primer all on the same load. We was running 80 to 100,000 pounds whenever we were traveling. We went through a place called No Man's Land, and it was a curvy road that was going through there. There was no protection, and the enemy was out there, and as we would drive through, they would take shots at us and stuff. And arrived at my first destination there at Anwar, and it was my old outfit from up on Camp Carroll. They had moved south and moved into that location. I went over and visited with them that night, spent some time with them, and several of them were gone. But I got out of the Marine Corps on 23 August 1970. And went into the Highway Patrol Academy. And then I worked as a highway patrolman, as a deputy sheriff and a chief deputy, and moved to Midland in 1978, worked on the Midland Police Department. And in 1984, I ran for the office of sheriff and have been sheriff ever since. This is a wonderful, wonderful community, and I want to tell you personally, thank you for the support that you have for law enforcement, for the many times that we have needed assistance and the public has stepped forward. Without Christians, I don't know where we'd be. And I think that was very obvious last Tuesday night when the Christians stood up. And I've always said, sooner or later, the silent majority will speak. And they spoke Tuesday, and I'm blessed for that. Our job in law enforcement, I think, is going to get better. We're going to have some leadership, and it will be a wonderful time for Baptist and Methodist, I think. My time in the service, I was raised on a farm. I was not a wild child. I grew hogs, and we raised cattle, and I plowed, and we drove started with a John Deere, John Deere G, moved up to a John Deere 70, and then moved over to a 4010. We always had two-row, or finally got four-row equipment, and our tractor, Daddy finally got up and built a plywood house on it, or a coverage, where we would be protected in the winter. And I was blessed with that. Now they've got air conditioning, they got radios, they got CBs, and I left too quick, I guess. Except for 2.5 years that I've spent as a mud engineer, my entire time has been in law enforcement and serving the public in this community. I can never find a better community to live in or to work in than we have here. And it's obvious by today of the gracious kindness that you show to the veterans that have served this nation. I am deeply honored to be here. I'm deeply honored to be your sheriff. And I thank God every day for the blessings that have been bestowed upon me. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sheriff. We honor you and all those you represent today. We are so glad you're here today. Now, I made a deal with Sheriff Painter. If he would talk long enough, I would not preach. He made it. You're welcome. You may remain seated for the next anthem.